Hare Krishna. So now, after describing various symptoms of a person who is on the advanced platform of Ashtanga Yoga called Yoga Rudha stage, now Krishna is going to describe how to practice Ashtanga Yoga, or how does a person on such an advanced stage practice Ashtanga Yoga. So shloka number 10. Yogi yunjita satatam आत्मानं रहसि स्थितः एकाकी यत चित्तात्मा निराशीर अपरिग्रहः. So here Krishna is saying yogi. So he is talking about a transcendentalist, a practitioner of Ashtanga Yogi. Yogi yunjita satatam atmanam. So yunjita basically means to engage in service of the Lord. Concentrate oneself on service of, or basically on the Lord, or service of the Lord. Yunjita. How? Satatam atmanam. Always. Satatam. Always. Atmanam. Engaging his kaya, manasa and atma. Engaging his body, mind and soul. All of that engaged in concentrating on Krishna. Yunjita. And then rahasi sthitaha ekaki. Then he should go to which place? He should go to a place of which is secluded. And he should be alone. He shouldn't have anyone with him. He should be alone. Then, yata chittatma. He should carefully control his mind. Chittatma. Nirashir. And such a person should be free from all sorts of material desires. Aparigraha. The person should be free from all possessiveness. He should understand that he is not proprietor of anything. So, he shouldn't have that possessiveness. So these are the different things that a yogi should do, you know, while practicing Ashtanga Yoga. So let's see these things in detail. Krishna is realized in different degrees as Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Now this is something which we have discussed elaborately. So we have three stages of realization. Brahman, the effulgence coming from the body of Krishna. Next level is Paramatma. So Krishna, he is there as a localized feature in everyone's heart, and that is called as Paramatma. And Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna himself, who has got a beautiful form, who has got different features, such a person is Bhagavan, and that is the ultimate realization. So Brahman is like the primary or pre-primary section. And then when it comes to this Paramatma feature, it's like secondary section or graduation. But Bhagavan realization is like post-graduation. It's very, very high. Yes. Krishna consciousness means concisely to be always engaged in transcendental loving service of the Lord. So basically what we are doing, we are trying to see how to implement this verse in our life. This is actually a lofty verse. Like the things those are given here is very, very difficult to implement. But then how to implement this in our life, let's try to understand that as a bhakti yogi. So here it's given that when it comes to we bhakti yogis, the transcendentalist practicing devotional service. So what is bhakti all about? Engaging ourselves in service of Krishna. That is bhakti. So when bhakti is translated into English, we call it as devotional service. We don't call it as devotion alone. We call it as devotional service. Because when we have love for a person, we'll start serving that person. Right? So that's what is given here. But those who are attached to the impersonal Brahman or the localized super soul are also partially Krishna conscious. Because the impersonal Brahman is the spiritual ray of Krishna. And the super soul is the all-pervading partial expansion of Krishna. So this is self-explanatory. Since they are also some features of Krishna, and the ones who are meditating on them, somewhat they are also Krishna conscious, but not complete. A person who is meditating on Bhagavan, only that person is a proper bhakti yogi and is doing proper bhakti, properly Krishna conscious. A directly Krishna conscious person is the topmost transcendentalist. Why? Because such a devotee knows what is meant by Brahman and Paramatma. See, when someone has Bhagavan realization, so he knows the lower realizations. It's like someone is doing post-graduation. Surely, he has gone through primary, pre-primary, secondary section, and then he has done graduation. Then he is doing post-graduation. That's what is Bhagavan realization. Someone who has Bhagavan realization, he has got the realization of Paramatma and Brahman also. His knowledge of the Absolute Truth is perfect. Whereas the impersonalist means the ones who are focused on meditation on Brahman, and the meditative yogi, the ones who are focusing on Paramatma, are imperfectly Krishna conscious. because they are meditating on some few features of Krishna. So obviously their devotion, their mood or their activities will also be partially Krishna conscious, not completely. The first business of a transcendentalist is to keep the mind always on Krishna. Very, very important. One should always think of Krishna and not forget him even for a moment. This is a very important point to understand. If we say that what is one instruction that we should take from all the Shastra? That is, Smartamvyam Satatam Vishnuho Vismartamya Ajachutet. This is a very, very important shloka that is given. That is, Smartavyam Satatam Vishnu. We should always remember Vishnu or Krishna. And Vismartavyam, we shouldn't ever forget Krishna. Always remember and never forget. This is that one instruction. Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, in 9th chapter, 34th shloka, in 18th chapter, 65th shloka, he's saying, Man mana bhava mad bhakto. He's saying, Man mana, engage your mind in thinking about me. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Savai manha Krishna padaravindayo. Engage your mind in thinking about Krishna. So this is that one instruction. And we have to mold our life in such a way that we'll be able to think of Krishna. Like for example, you know, many devotees do this. So mobile screensaver, you know, they keep you know, some photo of the Lord. Laptop wallpaper, they keep it as, you know, some photo of the Lord. And you know, in the home, they put pictures of the Lord at various places. And calling bell also, you know, they make sure that it is the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The ringtone, the mobile ringtone, they keep it as Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So what happens when doing all this? We will actually remember Krishna. No, we will see, oh, okay, Lord Krishna is here in the photo form. Okay, when we open the laptop, I'm doing the office work, but then when I minimize that particular window, what I see? Krishna's form. So when I take my mobile phone to do time pass, first I think about is pastime of Krishna when I'm seeing the mobile. So in this way, we understand that we have to make it a point and be innovative. Somehow or the other, no, we have to think of Krishna. Yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshayat. Somehow or the other, we have to remember Krishna. And we have to be innovative to do this particular thing. Then it is said, concentration of the mind on Supreme is called samadhi or trance. In order to concentrate the mind, one should always remain in seclusion and avoid disturbance by external objects. So here seclusion for us as bhakti yogis doesn't mean, you know, we leave everything and go to a forest. For us, seclusion means avoiding the association of materialist and taking the association of devotees. That is seclusion for us. Because when we are in association of devotees, naturally we will remember Krishna. So when we associate with devotees, they will say, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Hari Bol. So automatically we will remember Krishna. Then it is said, he should be very careful to accept favorable and reject unfavorable conditions that affect his realization, and in perfect determination he should not hanker after unnecessary material things that entangle him by feelings of possessiveness. This we have to do every single day. What is that? Anukulyasya sankalpa pratikulyasya varjanam. Whatever is favorable for enhancing our Krishna consciousness, we have to accept that immediately. And whatever is putting an obstacle on the path of Krishna consciousness, immediately you have to reject that. So, accepting the favorable, rejecting the unfavorable. And we have to understand that everything belongs to Krishna. So, nothing belongs to me. So, why should I be possessive of anything? Right? So, this is the mood of a devotee. All these perfections and precautions are perfectly executed when one is directly in Krishna consciousness. Why so? Because direct Krishna consciousness means self-abnegation, wherein there is very little chance for material possessiveness. For a devotee, everything belongs to Krishna. Sarvasya Tomar, Nanda Kumar. Everything belongs to you, O Nanda Kumar, O Krishna. Everything belongs to you. So I don't have anything. This body also belongs to you. And how can we tell Krishna this? By actually using everything in service of Krishna. Kaya, Vacha, Manasa, Atma, everything has to be utilized in service of Krishna. A Krishna conscious person well knows that everything belongs to Krishna and thus is always free from the feeling of personal possession. As such, he has no hankering for anything on his own personal account. He knows how to accept things in favor of Krishna consciousness and how to reject things unfavorable to Krishna consciousness. He is always aloof from material things because he is always transcendental. And he is always alone, having nothing to do with persons not in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, a person in Krishna consciousness is a perfect yogi. So, who is a perfect yogi? So this particular shloka says, a perfect yogi is the one who engages his body, mind and self in thinking of the Supreme. What does a devotee do? Same thing. Then he should live alone in seclusion. Means a devotee should stay with other devotees, associate with other devotees. Should always carefully control his mind. How to control the mind? Think of Krishna. And he should be free from desires. Now we cannot be completely free from desires, but we can have desires to please Krishna. And finally, feelings of possessiveness. Why will a devotee feel possessive of anything when he knows that everything belongs to Krishna? So in this way, for Ashtanga Yogi, it's very, very artificial and he has to do it forcefully. Go to forest, go to a secluded place, be away from all the people and artificially think, artificially renounce everything. But for a devotee, he can be wherever he is, sthane sthita, wherever he is, he can be and practice devotional service because automatically these things will be achieved. Now having said this mood or having set a proper mood and few prerequisites for doing Ashtanga Yoga, now Krishna is going to tell actually how to start the process of Ashtanga Yoga. How should the person sit? What should the person do after sitting and all that? So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna.